Measure A, which passed by a 3-to-1 margin this week, worried many within the local cannabis industry. But now that the tax rate-setting measure has been affirmed, to virtually no one's surprise, many, like industry consultant Craig Litwin, are eager to move forward.
It's an exciting day. Because of the tax passing, the board has indicated that they'll begin accepting permits. That means that folks who are ready to go through the regulatory process to jump over those hurdles and through those hoops, now they have a place at the table where they can do that. So this is excellent. It's a fantastic development.
At the same time, Litwin adds, some critical details still must be decided.
Working to keep the tax rate low, at least at first, and consistent is critical to some stability in the market. Maybe the board can pass a resolution, for example, where they keep the tax consistent for X number of years. That allows people to do better budget projections and really understand what they're in for when they go and apply for a permit.
Felipe Ricalde, a board member and spokesman for the Sonoma County Growers Alliance, says they will join in those discussions while also preparing for the full rollout of Proposition 64's new legalization protocols next January.
We want to be in priority for state licensing, and that means having a local permit from either your city or county. So at least we get a head start, and we've spoken to our leadership in the county, and we're optimistic that this is going to work.
Despite that enthusiasm, Tennis Wick, director of the county's Permit and Resource Management Department, says no one is lining up for a permit quite yet.
No, we won't be accepting applications until 1 July, but we are proceeding with enforcement, focusing primarily on grow houses because they tend to have the greatest impact on communities.
Before the county begins issuing permits to cannabis growers and business owners, they must quickly hire a couple of dozen new staff members to handle the additional workload. And when the time comes, Wick says, those permit costs will vary.
It depends on the size of the operation. For the more minor permits, it's in the low 1,000s to a full-on use permit, which can be upwards of $10,000 to $15,000.
That's in addition to the newly approved taxes, which industry observer Terry Garrett says do not reflect recent economic changes within the cannabis marketplace.
I think demand is inelastic, and you can't just keep pushing prices up while you're taking wholesale prices down and make this work. And that's what's happened. Wholesale prices have come down 25-30% just in the last 8 months. And then we throw taxes on top of that. So prices declining and taxes going up. How do you operate a business like that?
All this supports concerns that some, perhaps many, established cannabis enterprises will be unable to bear the new costs of doing business legally. Consultant Litwin acknowledges that and offers this advice to anyone in that position.
Do your budget projections. When you add up all the different fees and look at what the bottom line is, it just depends on one's scale, their overhead, what other needs they have. You know, for any business, this industry or other industries, taking time to crunch numbers is critical to the success.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.